Before we get started on today's episode, I have something I want to tell you about. If you are experiencing issues with your hair, and by that I mean slow hair growth, dullness, dryness, or even not just dryness in your hair, but dryness in your scalp, and you want to do something about it, you want to show up differently, then you've got to try Hair Revival. And here it is, Hair Revival. It is a twice a day supplement that is full of plant botanicals that have completely changed the health of my hair and the health of my clients. And if you are interested in trying it for yourself, I will place a link in the description. I do earn a small commission on any purchase made from this link. However, you also get a discount as well. So this is a team effort. So tag me at Roller Set to Mindset or at Angela B. Fuller so I can see your progress once you have made your purchase. I thank you for your support. Now let's get into the episode. Hey, love, welcome back to another episode of Roller Set to Mindset. I'm your host, Angela B. Fuller, master hairstylist turned certified life coach. Today, as in every Sunday and Wednesday, I have a juicy topic lined up for you. And I'm really excited about talking about this because I've been giving it a lot of thought. At the top of the year, we always talk about make our resolutions or what we desire to see come through for us in the new year. And so always in a place in my mind, that resolution or that desire stays with me. And so I have a question for you before we dive into our episode, because you know, it's not Roller Set to Mindset if it's not a pop question. So my pop question for you today is, do you really understand the different dynamics of wishing versus setting intentions to make something happen? Because the word says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I acted as a child. But when I became an adult, when I became grown, then things just have to change. So when we talk about setting our intention or making our New Year's resolution, we're not talking about childhood stuff. You know, we're talking about the real deal. And so I want to dive in a little more deeper when it comes to wishing for something, wishing for a goal to happen, wishing for a particular outcome versus setting the intention to make sure that outcome happens. Now, I'll be the first to admit that I am not perfect. None of us are perfect. As a matter of fact, if you go back and listen to some of my previous episode, I am willing to be transparent and talk about some of the mistakes that I have made along the way. You know, you'll find that when I first started my podcast, it was messy. There was a lot of messiness. But what I did know is that I first had to get started. I had to be willing to do it messy in order for it to get better. And so that's a word for somebody out there, you know, for my beauty professionals. We first got to mess up. We got to mess up that nail art. We got to mess up that first haircut. We got to mess up that first roller set. We got to do a bum job on that first makeover or any other professions that the women we serve are involved in. You weren't always the best teacher. You weren't always the best attorney. Some things you just didn't get right because you didn't know enough to be better. You didn't know enough to get it right. That goes for any of our, the women that we serve in our profession as beauty professionals. We serve everybody. We service attorneys. We service individuals who pastor a church. We service women who are in the science and medical field, you know? And so when we're first starting, be ready to not get it perfect. Give yourself a certain grace period, because everything that we do or think or attempt to do has a gestation period. You know what I mean? If we look at nature, every tree does not bear fruit in the same season. Everything in life has different gestation period, and all things in nature have to go through a period, and first is just a seed, and then you water, you give it sun, it breaks through, you give it fertilize, and then you have a little bud, and then things begin to grow and become and multiply. And then whatever is derived from whatever has multiplied, it starts that same process again. So there's always a process of growing and dying and growing and dying. And each time the goal is to get better, to become more fruitful. And so I think if we follow that plan, if we try and stick to the plans that created all that we see, that the plan, the beginning plan, and if we stick closer to following that plan, we will find that everything's going to work out all right. We already know what the end is going to be, but we just have to have the patience and the willingness to allow it, the process of bearing fruit. So when I sat down and thought about wishing, when I looked at my own life and I look at, and I remember the conversations that I've had with my clients over these past 30 years, or I remember the sessions that I've had with clients and I have coached, wishing does not require action, physical action. The only thing we're doing when we're wishing is exercising our imagination. Now, imagination has its place, because without it, nothing happens. But when you are just, it's like, I don't know how many of you have ridden on a train. And you're like, for me in the past, when I've ridden on a train, I like the window seat. I like the window seat because I can look out that window and I can imagine, I can daydream, I can just wish for anything to happen. But as long as I'm just sitting in that seat and letting my mind run wild, nothing is going to happen. And so that is wishing, because it didn't require any physical action for me to take something from point A to point B. It all stayed in my mind. And the other thing about wishing, when we wish, and come on now, I know you all know what I'm talking about. Wishing really doesn't require any concrete planning. You know, you can wish for a thing. You can say, well, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and all in the same thought, or as they say, all in the same breath, you can switch that thing off and plan something else. And then you plan something else without testing the previous plan. So wishing doesn't require action. It doesn't require planning. And it certainly doesn't require course correcting, because before you can course correct, you first have to try a thing. You know, you have to give it a beta test. You got to put it through something and then get feedback. And after you get feedback, then you got to go back to the drawing board, because you'll find that in your feedback, there were some things that wasn't accomplished. You know, individuals will drop a dime, give you some information, drop a gem that could help you to make whatever it is you're trying to accomplish better. I mean, it's just like, you know, you all know it. For those of us in the beauty industry, we have consultations first. Rarely, if ever, do I take a new client and just sit her in my chair and go to work. No. I have to have a consultation with that individual. I examine their hair. I find out what are their daily habits as it pertains to their hair. You know what I mean? I first have to dive into the habits of that individual so that I can see where the glitch is. so that I can see where they are missing, what elements is being missed, what elements are being missed, and then I could add my professional advice to create a different outcome. So wishing doesn't require any action. Wishing doesn't require any planning. It doesn't require any course correcting. And if it doesn't require course correcting, then you know you're not doing any testing. And the last thing I want to say about wishing, what wishing doesn't require, is that it doesn't require investing in your personal development. Because if you are not putting your hard-earned income in some level of personal development, then you are not growing. And with every season you are in, with every goal that you have set for yourself, you got to grow before that goal can grow. Can I get a witness? You got to grow before that goal can grow. So let's talk about the opposite of all that. Let's talk about, how do we make a difference in our lives? How does something go from a thought? How does something go from a wish to seeing it in full bloom? First of all, if it's not written, it's not real. If it's not written down, it's a wish. It's just a fleeting thought. So first of all, when you decide you want to achieve something, how about sitting down at your computer and going to Google Docs and type in some written down goals? Or you pull out your phone, you go to your notes, and you type in some written goals. Because when you can write something down, it allows for what? The next thing. Setting intention with desired action, it allows you more clarity. And when you are clear, baby, you can see, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. When you sit down to write your goals, you create some form of clarity and you feel like so empowered that you cannot be stopped. And when I think about the times that I wrote something down and I became clear on what I wanted, it led me into action. It led me to feeling more courageous. It led me to being more confident. And with clarity, courage, and confidence, oh baby, I was ready to take action. You know what I mean? So setting your intentions with desired action is how you achieve your goal. Because what? You're writing your goals down, which is allowing for clarity, which is allowing for number three. When you are clear, you can proceed with courage and you can proceed with confidence and you can create some real action, real results. And when you get results, you don't stop there. What do? Come on now, you know what you do. Once you take action and get results, then you want to course correct, you want to revise, you want to draw, ask questions of your audience, and then you want to course correct. Go back and see where you need to make your revisions. You want to go from making a thing good to making a thing better. And you stay on that wheel. You make it good, you make it better. You make it better than that, you make it better than that. And before you know it, you have created a masterpiece. You have created something that you can teach someone. And so that's how your fruit, the fruit of your labor, that is how it grows. It's so important, you guys, to measure your feedback. Because you might think you're the only one who making this thing happen. And you're not doing it for yourself. You're not creating all that you create for yourself. You're creating to multiply your fruits. And when you multiply your fruits, it is so important to continue to develop personally. Because when you don't develop yourself personally, you will find yourself remaining stuck. Yes, you've achieved something, but you're still remaining stuck, and that is not growth. So what I'm suggesting is when you don't develop personally, yes, I'm suggesting that it causes you to remain at a level of immaturity, and sometimes it keeps you invisible. Do you get what I'm saying? When you wish for a thing, you allow yourself to remain small because you're not stepping out and creating for others to see. You're keeping yourself invisible. And when you are invisible, it's easy to live in a fantasy. It's easy for you to think, it's easy for you to develop an illusion of grandeur when it comes to yourself. Until we test what we've created with the opinions and with the absorption of your stuff from other people, you have no way of measuring it. So don't be afraid of putting your work out there. Don't be afraid of putting your ideas out there. It can only get better. You know what I mean? Your ideas and you plus an audience that you're solving that problem for, your ideas can only get better. Your fruits can only be multiplied. So when you're taking action, when you start or at least get to that place of actionable intention, you have a higher level of growth. You have a higher level of a growth mindset. You're able to focus on a growth mindset and you begin to see yourself with a clear understanding of the how. You begin to see yourself as God sees you. You begin to see yourself as beautifully and wonderfully made. You begin to see yourself as a multiplier and not as a subtractor or a divider. You begin to see yourself as a multiplier. And that attitude, baby, that attitude can be nothing but empower you. And that's where you get to the point where you feel empowered. That means that you're living on a higher level. You're thinking on a higher level. Understand now that that doesn't make you any better than anyone else, but it also doesn't make anyone better than you. And you live your life through faith. But with that, you have to couple that with realism, because sometimes we can have so much faith that we fail to see the other side, because there's a right side and a left side. There's two sides to everything. Now, our faith infuses us to keep going. Our faith encourages us to see when a thing has not really come into reality. But also understand that there's two sides. There's a thing called dual. Something has a right side and a left side. You know, it has an up and a down. But it is your faith that will keep you centered. I know there are many times when I felt like it just wasn't going to happen. I just couldn't go on. Sometimes I felt like I took two steps forward and one step back. I found myself in the same place. But I had to remember my faith. I had to remember that it will not die if I don't quit. Because sometimes we want to quit. We want to throw in the towel instead of looking at a thing with a magnifying glass and see how we need to course correct. And when I tell myself and remind myself, and this is something for you that you can do, remind yourself and be aware that there are three possibilities: that something will happen, that it may happen, but also understand that it may not happen. But I truly believe that when you take a moment to really find out your purpose and you decide to walk in that purpose, I do believe that nothing can keep you away from what God has called you to do. We all have a role to play. And when we find out what that role is, what our purpose is, then we just have to play it. We have to course correct. We have to test it. We have to revise it. We have to put it out in the marketplace, even if it's messy, because that's where everything grows. There's no better place than coming out of the mess, because you come out, wiser, and you come out stronger, and you come out ready. You come out understanding the process. And that's what I want to leave you with. Learn to understand the process. Learn to fall in love with the process. You know, learn the difference between wishing. Learn the difference between setting actionable intentions with faith and with work and with understanding and with faith and with works and with understanding. And I truly hope you got something out of this episode. And if you did, please, please, please share it with someone and like it, share it, comment, because that allows me to keep bringing it. And that allows me to keep reaching a larger audience, which leads to greater impact. And that's why I'm here, to create impact and to empower women to be all that they can be. I'll talk with you soon. Okay. Bye. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow along on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, all at Angela B. Fuller. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday morning for new episodes. Okay. Bye.